The following is an unrehearsed interview with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Participating in today's public affairs program are A.J. Taylor at KIOW 4 City and John Jensen at The Outlook. A.J., you can start us off with a question for Senator Grassley.
Senator Grassley, right now as we take a look at what's going on with regards to the funding that's going to Ukraine, do we see any more funding that possibly might be going through the Senate?
There won't have to be any more funding for several months, and hopefully by then it's over. I think it's just a question of getting the offensive weapons there, and there's one set of rockets that they need, and I thought the president was going to give it, but I heard yesterday they might not be there. Don't forget that $40 billion people talk about 25% of it goes to strengthen the U.S. military. Another several billion goes because we had to beef up our forces in Europe by sending more people over there because we don't know where Putin might stop. And then a lot of the money that goes directly to the Ukrainians will be used to buy stuff in the United States, but it's very necessary that we go ahead and help them because we don't know what Putin might stop, and if he would go through Ukraine and want to do things in Eastern Europe, we'd be spending a lot more money with our obligations under NATO. Mr. Jensen.
Senator, school violence obviously breached its ugly head again last week at Robb Elementary in Uvalde, Texas. How would the EAGLES Act that you proposed in 2018 help to prevent such an act from happening in the future?
It's a sad commentary. This is the 13th time since 1969 that we've had school shootings, and I suppose there's all sorts of mass murders that happen regularly in the United States, but innocent children being killed, it's a sad commentary that people are so just crazy enough to do those sort of things. And then to read about it and to hear about it, you can't help but think of the pain that the families in the entire town's going through. My EAGLE Act would be one thing that would help. It builds on a program set up for the Secret Service to train people how to recognize people that are people that have mental problems, harm to themselves, harm to other people, identify them, intervene. We want to extend that program to make schools safer. And that's very important. So that's one idea that I've had for a long time. And it's a sad commentary that this isn't already law because it's bicameral, bipartisan, and we ought to move on things like that. But also don't forget that there's a bipartisan group of two senators, Cornyn and Murphy, that are trying to find a solution on guns and school safety. Another thing that might apply for school safety would be some sort of federal program to make sure that schools have the capability of keeping the doors locked all the time. Back to AJ.
Let's follow up on that for a moment. During the Obama administration, we saw here in Iowa a lot of the mental institutions and mental homes that were closed down as a result of this. And we have had comments from various law enforcement officials saying that the jails now serve as a means of institutionalism. Do you believe that we need to bring back to some degree that level of institutionalism so that we can get many of these individuals off of the streets?
Yeah. It would exactly do what you say, and it's a sad commentary that people can't have that sort of help. But I think you're talking about cases that I can't tell you exactly the names of the cases, but I think there's been court cases that say that forced institutionalization of people just because of mental health problems would be a violation of their freedom. And then you see the results of those cases, as you've described. About a third of those homeless cases probably involve that type of people. And the answer is, I think we're going to have to count more on beefing up community-based services, because I don't think it's possible under the Constitution to institutionalize people again. Of course, you got to remember this is mostly a state issue, but I support mental health funding, and a lot of funding will come from the federal government. We do need to do more, and we did reorganize some federal mental health programs after the Stony Brook shooting in Connecticut. Back to Jensen.
Nearly 2 weeks ago, Senator, you sent a letter to the Food and Drug Administration asking it to take steps to address the nation's baby formula shortage. Where are we at with this process, and when do you see the situation improving?
Well, it's a sad commentary that this had to happen, because there was some indication way back in February of the major problem, and it just got worse. That major problem started with the shutting down of the plant by Abbott in Michigan. Now that plant's opening up. It's going to take them a while to gear up to get back to the point of manufacturing at 100% again, but I think they're in the process of getting that underway, and FDA was slow in working with it, and there were whistleblowers that weren't paid attention to until way after we had a crisis, and in the meantime, we got to count on other manufacturers, which are not the major manufacturers that Abbott are, of beefing up their manufacturing, and then getting more imports. And particularly, I'm co-sponsor of a bill put forth by Lee that would do several things, but one of the main things it would do, take the tariffs off of baby formula being imported into the United States. AJ?
Sir, we're facing, as you said, on the Senate floor at one point in time, a food crisis worldwide here because of the circumstances we are seeing right now. Do we see any movement right now in either the House, the Senate, or with the President about relaxing some of these rules that farmers have to face when it comes to these obstacles in growing crops and getting certain types of fungicide and others legalized?
I think your question relates to the fact that we had written to the Department of Commerce to make sure that any tariffs on imports into the United States of phosphorus, potassium, be taken off. And then in the case of people in anhydrous ammonia wanting tariff protection from anhydrous ammonia coming in from Trinidad, we don't want that tariff put on. We have not heard an answer to our problems that we have proposed and solutions we proposed. Okay. Now, this will be the last question.
Senator, gas prices continue to sit at all-time highs across the nation, including here in Iowa, where prices have averaged more than $4.26 per gallon of regular. Can you give us an update on what is being done and what can be done to address the factors affecting the price increase?
If we had a Republican Congress, we would override this bad energy policy of this administration. So I'm going to have to put the answer to your question right back on the backs of the president because of the bad energy policies he put in place last year, stopping pipelines, drilling, additional regulation on fracking, and banks not loaning money. That's caused the major increase in the price of gasoline comes from those bad policies. So reverse them. And just think of the inflation that is hurting our farmers and consumers. We've got to bring prices down. And the president reverse it. I think it's that simple.
Thank you, AJ and John, for participating in today's public affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.